Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here. I know Karen's back. I'm excited too. Settle down. She's the president of Speak For Yourself, a communications consulting company, and she's been helping us with our communications now for close to 20 years. She's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling and many others. And she is a not that distant relative of Albert Einstein, and that'll tell you how smart she is, and we always enjoy having her share her wisdom with us. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You know, Einstein just had a birthday. So.
Let me guess. I'm going to say it was around 125.
Think so.
How much?
I'm not really sure.
You know how many? Because he was born in the 1800s, wasn't it? 1890s?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe older, maybe more than that. Anyway, it's good to have you here. And I was just telling the audience that when you're selling, that you're being a leader. Selling is leadership, because you're trying to help people, and you're trying to find solutions. That's what leaders do. And so if you're going to be more effective in selling or in thought leadership, whatever you're doing, you need to get better at your craft. And that's one of the things that I always try to do. I had some really early world-class training that set me on a path, and I've always benefited from. And, of course, we've learned so much from you over the years. Give us some ideas. You've got some ideas on how leaders can communicate better. Tell us.
Well, first of all, if you want to be a leader, you have to communicate effectively. People who communicate well will lead well, and people will want to follow your direction. So I have 3.5 tips for us today on how to lead and communicate more effectively. And the first strategy is to simplify. It's not that I want you to cut your feet off to fit into a short bed. I don't want you to not say everything you want to share, but I'd like our listeners to try and categorize your thoughts into 2 to 5 main buckets. Well, my favorite number is 3, but I can go down to 2 and up to 5. Give us 2 to 5 main reasons for doing X if you're trying to persuade us to do something, and give us 2 to 5 main topic headings if you're explaining something to us. But don't give us endless main topics, or we're just going to tune out. There's a lot of distraction out there, and we're not going to listen to you.
One of the things that we've learned here over the years with some of our business planning experts, like our good friend Tim Berry, the godfather of business planning, is how to present a business plan. And you do that by you present a summary, and then you present a little bit more detail, and then you have all the stuff that in endless projections at the ready if somebody asks that question. But you don't give them more in the beginning than they need, and you give them more as it seems the conversation leads toward that, if they ask for it, or if they, you know, and you don't get more complicated if they're still looking at you like a deer in the headlights, right?
Exactly, and in this year of the pandemic, when you're doing so much on Zoom, I just did a national keynote for a big company, and I traveled, by the way, all the way from my kitchen to my den, and I gave this to over 200 people around the country, and I had a big handout for them, and I said to the meeting planner, I said, don't give this handout out till the very end. I had 3 main points, and I said, Misty is going to drop this into the chat feature at the end, a handout. So just keep it simple and share what you want to say when you want to say it.
Well, that's exactly right, and I do think it's important to watch people, watch how people are responding to you. I mean, if you, I'm working on a project right now where a totally separate project, a civil, a community project, and we've hired a consultant, and my biggest job has been getting that consultant to get out of the weeds and make a presentation so that the average person can understand it. And it's really a struggle because this person loves the weeds so much that and we pay him for that, but that's not the people who are going to write the check. They don't need all the weeds. They don't want the weeds.
Well, I tell my clients, I do a lot of executive one-on-one coaching with CEOs, and I say, stay in the shallow end of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the steps. Don't go in the deep end. Don't go deep. Don't stay strategic if you're talking to leaders. And then only get into the detail if you're talking to your project managers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going down to the tactical area, go to the deep end of the pool. Otherwise, stay simple. It doesn't mean you don't have a lot to say, but say it in a way that we don't get overwhelmed, confused, and tune out.
Unless, and again, your audience will let you know through their eyes, through their words, through their expressions, if they want more, and then you can give them more. What's the next one? The next point.
The next one is, the next strategy is to illustrate. I've just said have 2 to 5 main points, but within those chunks, I want you to illustrate your message with a story or an example or a visual or a simplified metric that can make your message come alive and makes you stickier, which is good. You want to be sticky. That's by doing stories. And for an example, you can, if you're trying to sell to a whole new client, you can give them a success story from a prior client. I've already done some examples on this radio show today. I've talked about that national keynote I did. And I talked about working with one-on-one clients and staying in the shallow end of the pool. Those are metaphors, pictures, analogies that illustrate the point I'm making.
And if you're where you can't do a PowerPoint to do that, you can do it with your words. For most of my career, I've been using something I was taught a long time ago, and that's the similar situation close. And that's basically what Karen just described, the similar situation close. You illustrate with a story. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with our good friend Karen Cortell Rice, but she's the president of Speak for Yourself. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.